So this is the Newbie Bloggers, and we are learning how to create and monetize our blogs. And so I just kind of want to start off with kind of where we're all located and what we're doing today. I've had a crazy busy week. My major passive income is real estate, and we closed on another property yesterday morning down in Athens, Ohio, for those of you that are local. Tish just gave me a thumbs up. That's about an hour and a half drive for us, but it was a nice day. It's all good, but Mark says we probably ought to go the day before just to make sure all is well before we actually close on it. So we actually ended up driving down and back 2 days in a row. So I just feel like we've been on the road forever. And then we had our big mastermind meetup for our Happy House Hunters group last night. And it was a huge success. We toured properties and we toured one in Italian Village last night. And then we had our meetup where our speaker talked all about how to buy and hold, how to fill those units once you purchase them. So anyhow, that's what we did last night. So it's a little slow start for me this morning. So I apologize, but the sun is shining outside. It looks like it's going to be a great day today in Ohio. I'm in Canal Winchester, just on the southeast corner of Ohio. And I'd like to go around and just tell me kind of what's your main focus been for this week. Ours is getting this property under our belt. Now I can move on to other things for a few days. What has been your main focus this week, and where are you coming to us from? So Damien, how about you?
Well, funny that you mentioned Athens, Ohio. I am actually from Athens County. I was born and raised there for many, many years. I do live in north of Columbus now, but okay. Extraordinarily familiar with that area. And it's when I get there, it is home. It's just like, that's where our whole family lived for generations.
Oh, Damien, it's beautiful. We were driving down 33 and I felt like I was in Tennessee or Kentucky. It was all of these rolling hills. And I mean, at one point, cause we drove kind of early yesterday and it just looked like we were looking out over the Blue Ridge Mountains there for a minute. It was beautiful.
Absolutely stunning and beautiful, but it is just totally poverty ridden. So you know, there are goods and bad about it, but it's just a small world. It's like Athens County. What were you doing in Athens County?
So anyway, our research tells us that there's a lot of grant money that's coming into the area from the state. To try to bring things up. And one of the criteria for the grant money is that these small communities have to have at least 3 festivals in order to be eligible for the grant money. And the festivals bring people there for these little river communities. And so our hope is to turn this house that we just bought into a VRBO.
Because that'd be awesome.
Folks start coming in, there's no places to stay.
There's absolutely no place to stay down there. So anyway, I am coming to you from the Cincinnati area. My husband had hip replacement surgery this morning, so I'm just in a hotel room waiting for him to get out of recovery.
Oh, well, look at you. Yeah, I would have never known. You've got some nice artwork behind you, so
And I'm kind of coming into this blogger thing as someone who really doesn't know much or anything about blogging. I kind of want to do something that involves vintage purses and vintage accessories.
Okay.
Because I am a collector, I'd like to start selling vintage purses. Right now, I've got like maybe 300 vintage purses. I'm obsessed. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm obsessed with vintage and vintage purses, but not like designer, but just like something like an old lady would, I don't want to say old lady, something like my grandmother or great grandmother used to carry, you know, not these designer Gucci's and all that.
I get it.
Everyday old lady vintage purses. So I kind of want to start a blog. And then that way, I think with building up some type of readership, that would help once I push into like wanting to put something online to sell them.
Okay. For those of you that have been with me for a while, you've heard me say this before, your tribe will find you. Once you put your voice out there, your tribe will find you. So the folks that love what you love will find you. So yes, you're on the right track. I'm going to just scoot straight across. You're probably in different positions on your screen than you are on mine, but I'm going to scoot straight across over to Tish. And Tish, tell us what has been on your plate this week, whether it has to do with blogging or not, and where are you coming to us from? And I want to welcome Laprelle and Liz. Thank you for being with us. And Tish, we'll let you share.
Hello, good morning, ladies. I am from Columbus, Ohio. I'm not too far from Kathy. I'm in between Pinkerton, Canal, Winchester, and Reynoldsburg, all in that space. So far east side, more so than south. But long story short, I'm here today because I, just like Kathy explained, I'm learning my group, my people, and I am reading the book From Day Job to Dream Job. So I'm learning to identify my type of story. And I believe my story is a freedom story. So I want to encourage those who are on a journey of becoming free from people pleasing and submitting their life to Christ so that they can be able to live a life of purpose. So I would like to start writing about my journey from that through that transition. Recently divorced, so I'm back in my singlehood. So I would like to utilize this space and time to really dive into a healthy and close relationship with Christ, which is something I bypassed in my early 20s to get married and check everything off my list, right? Get married, have a child, be involved in ministry and all those great things, get a good job, make a lot of money. But then some things happen along the way, the divorce, become the single parent, reestablishing myself. So I'm getting to a place where I'm no longer people pleasing, but serving God. So I want to find my voice and develop my blog around it so I can help others, similar to what Kathy explains in our other groups, which is to speak to my early version of myself. So that's what I'm here for, to learn how to do that.
Very nice. Welcome, Tish. Linda, how about you? What's been on your plate this week?
Real estate and more in the things that need to be done zone, but also developing some things for my online course and just getting ready to kind of burst out into the next level.
Okay, and where are you at?
Sorry, yeah, I am actually not as close as the rest of you all are. I am in Western PA, just across the border from you all, but so happy to be in this group. And the blog that I'll be starting is based on my goal in life, and fortunate enough to get the domain for it too, ichooseabundance.com. And so my focus is on spiritual abundance, financial freedom, time freedom, and wonderful relationships, and the time and health to enjoy them. So it's just all things abundance. And I also show people how to use tech selectively, not slavishly, so that they can make the most of their time.
I love it. I love it. She brings a lot to the table. So yes, we're following you, Linda. Sally, how about you? Sally is my co-host, my co-mod. She shares the stage with me, and I'm going to let Sally share what's been on her plate this week and where she's coming to us from.
Hi, I'm Sally. I own Mermaid Travel, which is a full-service travel agency. I live not too far from Kathy. Trish, I'm kind of like you. I don't live in Canal Winchester, but I'm very close to Pickerington and very close to Reynoldsburg and very close to Canal Winchester. So I'm kind of in that area, but pretty close to Kathy. So the things I've been working on, I try to wrap up everything during the week, all my computer work, my paperwork. So I don't feel that I'm free to do other things on the weekend, like gardening or actually start painting, do things like that. So, and I have been with this group for a long time. I have a blog called Embrace the Unexpected. And it's not just about traveling. Of course, it's about things that can happen while you're traveling and how you should deal with that, but things that happen in life and just ideas on how to deal with that and not see those things as a setback, but as a maybe new opportunity to do things. And Kathy, be glad to know, No, I haven't posted a blog for a while, but the next one I'm going to post is about why I love to travel on trains. And it's a once upon a time. Once upon a time, my dad worked on the railroad when I was born, you know, and then he got hurt. And then, you know, that progression of why I really like to travel on trains, not because he got hurt. But.
So well, it's a connection. Yeah, it's a connection for you.
So I was struggling with it, and I thought, I'll just do that. I'll treat it like a once upon a time story. Once upon a time, then this happened.
I love that. And we're gonna talk about that, just a hint. So yes, thank you, Sally. That's great. I love it. Yeah, I can't wait to read that one. That's gonna be a good one. Yeah. Lacey, how about you?
Well, good morning. I'm from Tuscarawas County in Ohio. I have family though in Clinton County.
Okay.
I've been doing writing this week. I'm thinking about focusing on like mental health, gardening. I am going to be doing some mowing today and planting some more seeds for my herbs and my vegetables. Just staying busy around the house and doing a lot of thinking.
Okay. I get it. You have to get those creative thoughts coming, you know? Yes, I understand. That's perfect. Lacey, thank you so much. And what's the major city where you are? What's the biggest city that we could relate to?
Well, I guess the biggest one would be Canton.
Okay.
It's about a half hour, 45 minutes north of me.
Okay. I can picture where you are now. I couldn't remember my geography on where the counties are all located, but yes, I can picture where Canton is. Okay. So you're kind of on our way to Linda.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Laprelle, how about you? What has been on your plate this week and where are you coming to us from?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
What's been on my plate is practicing the information that you gave last event when you were saying to keep your blog under 300 words, make sure you're telling a story, make sure you're having a moral. So I've been practicing that and it's been coming along very well.
Good.
I'm from PG County, Maryland.
Maryland, okay.
From DC.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So you've been practicing the whole story, telling the story inside your blog.
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. I think that's going to help Damien too, when she starts blogging. Damien, I don't know, it might feel like a little disconnect right now. Like, how am I going to tell a story about vintage purses? But I think it's going to work for you. Liz, how about you? Where are you coming to us from and what's been on your plate this week?
Hi. Where am I coming from? Not San Francisco.
Yeah, the Golden Gate Bridge behind you. I see that.
I just think it's pretty. I'm from Michigan, about halfway between Lansing and Ann Arbor.
Okay.
And I did post a blog post after our last meeting, which is really cool. I'm trying to be more consistent. I was interviewing for a job this week, so I spent a lot of time doing that. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm working on the blog. I'm working on the website. I updated my website, brought it more up to date to reflect the home health care and stuff that I do. So all of that is writing. I need to spend more time on the blog. I got one post up since the last meeting, but it's one post more than I'd done. Yes,
absolutely.
For a while.
Hey, your one post is better than someone else's no post. So there you go.
Yeah, it's progress.
No, I get it. I love that. So for all of you that are here today and that are listening, we all have different goals on why we're doing a blog. So the first place that you have to start, and I'm going to segue just a hint over into my Build a Better Business program, is that once you decide what it is that you want to do, then you want to see where your blog is going to fit into that model. And so like Damien wants to sell purses and, you know, and is it vintage jewelry and purses, or just did I remember that right? Or was it just the purses?
I do have other accessories. I do have clothing and
okay.
that I've collected. So I think I'm going to, my main push will be purses and see how that goes and then continue okay. to build up things.
Okay. Because if she decides that what she is selling is actual purses and jewelry and tangible items, then her blog becomes a way to point back to those items. Her blog becomes a way for folks to get to know, like, and trust her so that they start shopping her online store. I mean, that's so her blog becomes an advertisement. Okay. Her blog becomes a way to send people back to her. So what I want to do, and I want to use her as an example to begin with, because I want to kind of go through the whole Build a Better Business program with you gals and see where my folder is so I can say it correctly. And of course, I don't have it right in front of me. So, oh boy, so this will be a test to see if I can do it from memory because I've been doing it for a while. So first of all, when you're putting together a business, because you're going to monetize. And so if the blog is your business, then you still have to have these pieces in place to monetize the blog. If selling purses is your business, then the blog falls somewhere else down the line in the business. If selling courses or programs or whatever it is that you're doing, then the blog becomes something that's pointing back. Now, here's what I know. I'm going to give you the general overview. When you search for something online, oftentimes the first thing that comes up is a blog. You'll say, you know, how do I can tomatoes? And if you search for that, how do I can tomatoes? All of a sudden, a bunch of articles, you see a bunch of things right there on your computer screen on how to can tomatoes, 10 steps to can tomatoes, the 5 things you need to know to can tomatoes, 3 reasons why you shouldn't can tomatoes. I mean, you'll see all of these things. And when you open those up, 9 times out of 10, it's somebody's blog. They've written an article or they've written a story or you're finding something inside somebody's course or program or somebody's, you know, homesteading, and this is their blog post. And so that's where folks find their information. So if you are putting yourself out there, folks are going to find you. And that's why I say your tribe will find you. So now you have to have a clear picture. Are you driving everyone to the blog, or do you want the blog to drive everyone to a product or program? Okay, let me say that again. Are you wanting to drive your traffic to the blog? Is that the business? Is that where you want your money to be? Or are you using the blog to drive everyone to either your program or your products? So you have to decide that first, because we're all talking about monetizing blog. That's the whole point of us blogging. There's a lot of other things that we're doing. We're learning more about ourselves. We're learning more about our tribe. We're learning more about our products and what we want to do in life. We're learning just more when we're blogging, because we're getting our thoughts out onto paper and we're going to have some aha moments. But the big picture is, at the end of the day, we all need to pay the electric bill. And so the question is as we're creating something that we can monetize, is the blog the product? So I'm going to kind of come at it from both of those directions. So the first direction I want to come at it from is that the blog is not the product. The blog is pointing us to a product or something that else that we're either selling something, a program, a course, vintage purses. And the blog is going to point to what we're doing. So the first thing we have to know is, what is it that our value that we're bringing to our audience? You know, what is our promise to our audience? You know, when we tap into some of these blogs, you know, it's like, connect with me and I'll show you, you know, again, how to do organic gardening. And maybe we found that how to can tomatoes inside that organic gardening website. And it was their blog for the day. And we read it and we go, oh yeah, this is exactly what I was looking for. And then we realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm inside somebody's website here. This is their blog page. And you see what they did? They drove you to their actual website because you were interested in their blog topic on how to can tomatoes. Now you realize that you're inside a homesteading website where somebody's going to show you not only how to can tomatoes, but how to grow tomatoes and a better way to create your greenhouse and a better way to do your gardening. And all of a sudden, you're in. See, their tribe found them because of that one blog post that someone was looking for. They are now a fan and they're like, oh, I can look, there's information on this and this, and it hits all the check marks. And so now you stay in there for days because you're like, oh, this person has everything I've been looking for all in one place. And so that's kind of what you're doing. If you're using your blog to point back to a business, that person already decided that their overarching message was organic gardening and how to can tomatoes was just one small piece of that. You see where I'm going with this? And so when you create your business, what you want your business to be, that's your overarching message. So now when you start to name your blog, you have to name your blog something that reflects that business. So that person that's canning tomatoes in their blog post, their blog post may not be named howtocantomatoes.com because that limits them to just canningtomatoes.com. See? So now they want their domain name to be organic homesteading, maybe is their domain name. And so their website might be called organic homesteading and their blog domain might be called organic homesteading. And so now they can blog about all the things that have to do with organic homesteading because they want to drive folks back to their organic homesteading site because that's what they do. So for the big picture, I think you have to stop and decide, what is it that I do? So in the Build a Better Business program, we talk about, you know, pick your value proposition statement. Pick whatever it is. What is your promise to your audience? And so in the building of a blog, monetizing a blog, that same concept comes into play when we talk about what are you going to name your blog? So don't think too small, I guess, is my first point. Tish, thank you. Tish put the whole Build a Better Business program up there. So thank you for that. So anybody that wants to take a run through that over in the chat, you can see how we do that. So one of the things, and I'm not going to get too deep into that whole list, but I do want to get into the second thing that we were talking about. And the second thing we're talking about is your story. And so not only in the Build a Better Business, we talk about your story of your life being the cornerstone of your business. And this Tish had mentioned this earlier. Oftentimes when we're writing and trying to market something, we're trying to solve a problem that we have. You know, the reason I'm a passive income coach is because I was broke until I was like 40. And I finally figured it out. And by golly, I hate that everybody else has to maybe struggle as long as I did to figure that out. And so that's why I'm a passive income coach, because I hated being so broke. I mean, I just told a story last night at our meetup last night that just resonated with everyone. I remember I was a single mom. My daughter was maybe 8 years old. I worked with this gal and her daughter was around the same age. And the two girls went to the same daycare. And so her daughter was having a birthday and she said, if I call the daycare, could you pick up both girls? I'm having a birthday party tonight. And she said, and you're invited, bring your daughter over for this little birthday party. And of course I'm a single mom and I'm trying to meet people and start to connect again, you know, again, like Tish, after a divorce, I'm trying to kind of get back in the groove. And I thought, oh, I'm invited. Yeah, I'll bring my daughter over. She goes, by the way, can you stop and pick up the pizza? Because it's right on your way over to my house. She said, and then I'll just pay you back when you get there. And I'm like, okay. So I go get, she calls into the daycare. I pick up both girls. I pick up the pizza. I go to her house. I'm, you know, very shy and I'm young and busy and people are coming and going in the party and she never paid me back. And it was the last $20 I had in my wallet. And I was so embarrassed to say, are you going to pay me for the pizza? Because I thought, you know what? It probably looks like I'm being really petty. Like, hey, like, where's my $20? But it was the only money I had for gas. And I'm driving, for those of you who live in Central Ohio, I lived in Lancaster at the time and I was working in Worthington. And I actually, when I left her house, I managed to get a couple blocks away. I was crying. I had no money to get home. I called my mom, and my mom drove up and gave and got me gas and got me gas money so that I could even drive home with my 8-year-old. So I remember those days. I'm just saying, I remember those days. And so when you're trying to monetize something, you have to get the big picture. And oftentimes you're marketing to an earlier version of you. Oftentimes the problem you're solving, problem that you have finally solved, is a problem you had. And so you want to help other folks in that position not get stuck there. And does that make sense to everybody? And you might say, no, that's not me, which is fine. But in that case, you might know someone who you've watched struggle and has solved it. Like a doctor might say, I'm solving a lot of problems that I've never had. I'm a doctor and I've got patients that have issues I've never had. But he knows when he's marketing, he can say, I had this patient and here's how we solved that. And so if you're in a position where you're saying, I'm solving something other than a problem I had, you probably know someone who you've helped solve that problem and you can use them in that role. You can just say, I had a friend once and here's what their struggles, here's what they were going through and here's how I helped them. And now I want to help you if you're having some of those same struggles. So find a storyline. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. Is find a story, because everyone leans in on a story. How many of you leaned in a little more when I started telling my story about the gas and my daughter instead of me just giving statistics? How many of you felt you were a little more connected to me when I told my story? How many of you felt like, aw, you had a little soft spot because of my story? That's what story does. So keep that in mind. That was a perfect example. And keep that in mind when you're writing. You have to become a little more vulnerable. You have to become very authentic. You have to be willing to let people into your story, because storytelling is your marketing. That's a quotable quote. Write that one down. Storytelling is your marketing. So with that said, and we teach that in Build a Better Business, with that said, when you're starting to blog, each one of your blog posts should be a little miniature story, okay? Don't go in and just give a list of statistics or whatever. Don't go in and just tell. And again, when you're a creative writer, which as we're getting more into blogging, you're going to be a little more creative writer, don't tell, show. So in my story, you'll notice that I said, you know, I was a single mom. I was trying to get back in, you know, meeting people. Everybody can kind of relate to that. If you've been divorced, if you've ever been a single parent, you get that. And so all of those, see, again, your tribe will find you. Those folks are like, oh, she gets me because I'm also a single parent. I also, you know, and then when I talked about how I got just far enough away from the gal's house that I was crying because I didn't want to ask for the $20 and I couldn't get home. I didn't have enough gas to even get home without that $20. And so as I'm telling that story and everyone is kind of leaning in, see, they're connecting with you. They're actually connecting. So in your blog post, see, your whole business is going to be this one story. And this is what Sally talked about when she said she's now going to post about, how she loves the trains, traveling by train. And she said, it's going to be a once upon a time story. Here's the best example, Disney stories. Think about a Disney story. It's all about once upon a time, there was this girl. And then, you know, this is what happens. And she struggles. And then she has an aha moment. And then finally she meets her Prince Charming and they live happily ever after. So once upon a time, and then, but now. So those are your prompts, once upon a time, but then and now. So when you're writing a blog post, you can even write those prompts on your paper. Just write those prompts out there, once upon a time, but then and now. So once upon a time, I fell in love with vintage purses. And I remember the first time I walked into a store and saw this vintage purse and I just fell in love with it. And I decided I had to have that vintage purse. And then I realized that I too could, you know, as I started collecting, that I too could offer those vintage purses. And now I have a store and you can shop for vintage purses all day long. And so you can use that formula of once upon a time, but then and now, and just tie a story to it, because all of you leaned in on the story. And so you have to create the story. So in creative writing, you want to show the story instead of tell the story. You could start to feel a little bit of emotion when I started to show you how serious it was for me, how emotional it was for me, I guess is the correct word, how emotional it was for me that I didn't have that $20 and I didn't want to ask her for it because in the story, I was crying. See, so I was showing you how emotional that was for me at that stage of my life. You want to show folks in your storytelling as you're writing that blog post, you want to show them the six senses. What did it taste like? What did it feel like? What did you hear? What did you see? You want to include, instead of just telling a story, you want to show them the story. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
So anyway, on the Build a Better Business side, Tish put it over in the chat. We go through all of that. All of you are welcome to check that out. On the blogging version, which is what we're doing today, get the bigger picture of what your message is before you create. Now, if you've already created your blog name, that's fine. But if you haven't yet, don't think too narrow. Don't think too narrow on your blog. Make sure that you don't just, call your blog howtocantomatoes.com and you make sure you call it organic. Homesteading.com instead, so you can write about more topics. So then we talk about, well, what platform are you going to get on? And so in February, we talked about how there's all these different blogging platforms. Folks that just go on, have you ever seen somebody on Facebook and they write the best stories and they just keep posting these stories on Facebook? Facebook can be a blog platform, but all I'm saying is if that's the only place you're putting your writing, does everybody remember? I don't remember the date now when Facebook went down for 2 or 3 days and those that were addicted were panicked because they're like, So don't just put your stuff one place. If it goes down and disappears, there goes all your work. So I'm saying make sure that you put your blog over into a Word document somewhere in your computer and then upload it into the platform where you want to put it out there. Because today we're talking about marketing. And so I want you to make sure you've got your backup copy. Even if it's the rough draft version, make sure that you have it somewhere. You don't want to lose all your work if a particular site goes down, if that makes sense. And so when it comes to choosing a platform, a bad platform is better than no platform. It's like, my one blog is better than your no blog. So just pull the trigger and start. Don't overthink it for years. And some people go, oh, I've always wanted to blog, but I just didn't know where to put it. Don't get stuck there. There's a million and one places that you can post your blog, platforms to choose. If you just go into, into Google, but go into a search engine and just search, what are the 5 top blogging platforms? It'll tell you, and just, pull up, and guess what you're reading? You're reading some blogs, and just pull up a few of those and see what folks have to say, see what their opinions are. We've got Cher over in the audience. Cher, you're welcome to come up if you'd like. Just research that. I am not a WordPress girl, and just to give you an overview, WordPress is the grandfather of websites. WordPress has a little bit of a learning curve where you can buy different plugins and you can tailor make it just exactly the way you want that site to look. And so there are folks that are a little more techie than I am, and they love WordPress because they have the freedom in WordPress to make it anything they want. Well, my example that I like to use is when my daughter went shopping for a wedding dress and we went to David's Bridal and there was 500 dresses. She couldn't decide. She was like, oh, Mom, I love this one. Oh, wait a minute. I love this one even more. Oh, Mom, look at this one. 5 times the price. This is the one. And I'm like, honey, let me tell you what. I said, don't overspend on a wedding dress. First of all, you're going to wear it once. Secondly, when you're the bride and you're the only one in a wedding dress, you can buy the cheapest dress in this store and you're going to look amazing because no one else at the wedding is going to have on a wedding dress but you. So they're not going to have anything to compare it to. And you're going to look gorgeous in whatever dress you pick. So don't feel like you have to overspend to get it better than this one, or that was better than that. And it's the same with these websites. You know, you can really spend a ton of money and get the Cadillac of websites because it does all this extra stuff, of which I'm here to tell you, you will never use. So mostly. So at some point, just find some place that you can start blogging. And it could be a page in your website. If your website has a good blogging plugin, by all means, use that. Don't go purchase a second option if your website has an option, if you already have a website. Now, if you don't have a website yet, and okay, everybody, does everybody see where the little raise hand is at the bottom of your screen? If you're on a laptop, if you're on your phone, it might not show up as well. Raise your hands. How many do not have a website? How many do not have a website? Lacey does not have a website. Everybody else does. Okay. First thing you should check is, does your web, oh, okay. Damien doesn't have a website. The first thing you should check is, what if you do have a website, does your website have a blog plugin? If it does, go there. That's where you should put your blog. If your current website has a blogging page, a blogging platform within, you know, you can say, I want to add another page to my website. See if when it pops up in that column, is there one that says to blog? Now, I'm on VistaPrint because, you know, I'm old school. I came out of the salon industry. I had a website already on Vista. And so I started my website on Vista. It doesn't do a whole lot. And so when I decided that I wanted to blog, VistaPrint didn't have a blogging page, still doesn't have a blogging page. And so I was a little disgruntled at the time because I thought, what am I going to do now? I don't have a place to put my blog. And so what I did is I went out and searched, what are the 5 top blogging platforms? And the same top 5 kept coming up in several different blog articles. And so I picked one of the 5, and I happened to pick HostGator. And so I created my blog on HostGator. And now I created a page on Vista. And it says, do you want us to send somebody to another link? And I said, yes. And I put my HostGator link in there. So when you click on my blog page on my website, the customer that's in there doesn't realize this, but when they click on my blog page on my website, it takes them out to HostGator, from VistaPrint over to HostGator. And so what I did to make that a little more, and we talked about customizing back in March, I made my HostGator the exact same colors as my VistaPrint. So when my customer clicks through, they think they went to another page when they actually went to another to another website. So I did that to customize it a little bit, you know, kept the same colors. And in our mastermind, we get down in the weeds a little more and we show you where to find that color code if you want to make exact colors on pages and all that for your customization, for your branding. And so if you don't have a website at all yet, then you can really start anywhere. You can say, what are the top 5 website plug and play designs? I like plug and play. You can call them plug and play or drag and drop. It's where you just click on something, drag it over and drop it, and it's in your website. Those are the easy way to build a website, and you can then put your blog right in that website. So you can create your website and have a blog page. And again, what you want to find out, whatever website you're going to choose, does it have a blogging option so that you don't end up having to have 2 different URLs. Does that make sense to everybody? So questions, anybody have any questions on that so far? So we've talked about your blog name. We've talked about what platform to get on. We've talked just a hint about customizing if you're going to be across different channels, how to make them the same color. But then we talked about all in April, how to write and publish. And so you've got to start writing. And that's the tough part because not all of us have a passion, but not all of us are, you know, creative writers. We talked about always making a story inside your little blog post to go with your overall story of your business. And that's a great place to start. But sometimes we still look at that blank page and we're like, oh, what to do? Now, there's 2 options. I see we've got Cher on twice. My guess is that she's on with 2 different, maybe she's struggling with video or audio in one of them. So she's on twice. I think maybe she's trying to find one where she can come up. Anyway, when I lost my train of thought, when when you're writing and publishing, you have a couple of options there. One is a place called PLR, and PLR is ready-made articles and blog posts. For any of you that have gone into the website to find a picture, you know how you can have some free pictures, but then some you have to pay for, and you have to be careful not to take a paid for picture and use it. You know, you got to make sure that you can use it for free. PLR is free articles. They're designed to be free for you to use. And the way you purchase these articles is with credits, and you can buy some credits, and then an article might cost you one credit. So you might buy 10 credits, and now you've got 10 credits in your account, and you can get 10 articles. Now, once you download one of those articles from PLR, and you can search, you can say, I want an article on healthcare. I want an article on mental health. I want an article on retail sales. I want an article on fitness. I want an article on money. You can, there's hundreds of thousands of articles in there. And once you open up the article and say, yeah, this is the one I think I want to use as my template, you download it and make sure you download it into a Word document in your computer. See, that's your rough draft. Then make it yours. Then you can say, okay, here, now I've got a framework. See, I've already got my story. I've already got my beginning, my middle, and my end. It's a whole blog post. And some folks, you can actually just take that blog post and post it as your blog. But on PLR, because they're free, I might choose the exact same blog post you chose. See, so now we both might have the exact same blog post. And if we publish that, now there's an issue on who published it first. Now, again, either of us or both of us can prove it was a PLR article. So we're both allowed to do that. But because I don't want my article to look like someone else's, I'm going to take that PLR article and I'm going to tailor it a little bit to me. And so if I pull up, I'm a passive income coach. So if I'm going to pull up a money article, for example, I might change the word money to passive income. And so now I'm going to go one step further. So now when we're writing and publishing, we're like, okay, how am I going to get somebody to click on that? How many people are interested in passive income? So now I go over to Google Trends. And Google Trends, when you open up Google Trends, it gives you some slots where you can put in two or three phrases to see which one's trending. How are people searching? So I can go over to Google Trends and I can type in money. And in the second block, I can type in passive income. And in the third block, I typed in working from home. And then I hit calculate that. And it came up that everybody was searching from working from home. Nobody was putting in, how do I create passive income? So I went back to my PLR article, and every place it said money that I had changed to passive income, I went back and changed to the phrase working from home. So instead, would you like to have more money? I changed it. Would you like to be able to work from home? And so now, because that's what was trending under Google, that because Google's a huge search engine, because that's what was trending, now more folks, my article would come up because most folks are looking, how do I work from home? And all of a sudden, my blog article was going to come up. And then guess what? When they go to my blog article, they find themselves inside, are you ready? My website with all my products and services. So my blog is driving folks back, and that's how I'm monetizing it. So at the end of every blog post, I put my links across there to learn more about Kathy. Click here to see Kathy's calendar of events. Click here to learn about Kathy's courses. Click here. To hear more about Kathy's masterminds, click here. So that's how I'm monetizing my blog post, is at the end of every single blog post, they can click back through all of my products and services. Does that make sense? Now, another way that you can monetize, and especially if you're like Damien and you're going to do actual products, she can actually put links, well, we all can. We can put links right in the blog article. And so today we're talking about promoting our blogs and monetizing them. So you can actually put links all through your articles. So I can even say, you know, again, it's all about the story. Remember, we all leaned in when I was telling the story. So now in my blog, I can say, I remember when I was a single mom and I, you know, didn't have $20 for gas. And, but then I learned how, and now I want to show you how. And so click here for my next masterclass, or click here for my next 5-week challenge, or click here for my next, 5-day mastermind. And so folks are going to say, I can relate to her. I'm going to click through. And so, but in the meantime, I can say, while I was working the other day, I discovered this particular product and I love it so much. And I can then have maybe an affiliate link with Amazon. And I can then, in that phrase of saying, I love this coffee mug so much when I'm writing in the mornings that you all should have this coffee mug. And if somebody goes, I kind of like her coffee mug, and they click on it, it automatically will take them right over to Amazon with the coffee mug. Now, here's the sweet spot with Amazon. Everyone should have an Amazon affiliate link, and here's why. And here's your aha moment for the day. If they click through and buy, they don't even have to buy my coffee mug. Let's say they click through because I that's what I had inside the blog somewhere. And, I highlighted my coffee mug. And when they clicked on it, they got the Amazon link over my affiliate link. But when they get over there, they go, you know what? I like this other mug better than the one Kathy had. I think I'm going to buy it instead. And then Amazon is a great marketing tool because Amazon says, everybody that bought this coffee mug also bought this and this and this and this. Would you like any of these things? And people are like, yeah, I'll get this and this. You get paid for everything they bought on that click through, even if they didn't buy the product you mentioned. If they click through on your affiliate link, you get paid a commission for everything they bought on that particular trip. And while they're there, they might go, you know what? I need toilet paper and paper towels. And since I'm getting an order anyway, I'll click. You get paid on that too. Is that sweet or what? So that's the sweet spot with an Amazon affiliate link. So that's a way that you can promote and monetize your blog. So now, as you can see, I'm using my blog post two different ways. Not only am I using my blog to point back to my products and services, but now I'm also monetizing my blog as one of my products and services by having affiliate links. And Tish mentioned that she's in the book right now of Day Job to Dream Job. That's by Carrie Overbrunner. Carrie was one of my original business coaches, and he did a series of books on Your Secret Name, then Deeper Path, and finally Day Job to Dream Job. And I'm a certified coach in all three of those books, so I mention those books often, and Tish is right now reading those books, which are pretty amazing. And at the end of the day, Carrie Overbrunner has a publishing company, and it's called Author Academy Elite. I have an affiliate link to Author Academy Elite. And if anybody wants to publish a book and they click through on my affiliate link, I get paid. So you see where my blog is not only sending folks back to my products and services, but it's a way that I can have affiliate links with other folks and their products and services. Now, I see that everybody is... I'm just checking the chat, make sure there's no questions there. I want to share my screen. And I want to show you a couple of things. So number one, I want to show you the Academy, the Kathy Benner International Academy. That is where you will find our free meetups, which is what we're on today. We're on a free meetup this morning. So that's where you'll find the free meetups, and you can go back and click through and listen to as many replays as you want. And each month we do a different topic. Like in January, we talked all about blog name. In February, all about what platform. In March, all about how to customize. In April, how to write and publish. Here in May, we're talking about, how to promote and how to get our blogs out there. And so once you have your blog and you're starting to write and you're starting to point back to your stuff and you're starting to put affiliate links, so whether your blog is advertising your other stuff or whether your blog is the product because you have affiliate links there, once you do all of that, then you have to have folks find you. So making sure that you're on trend with Google Trends is the first place to make sure that you can be found. But then you can take your blog post and you can put it across all your social media because it's a story. And so what you want to do is you want to open up your blog. You want to copy the first paragraph of your blog, but cut off a sentence, make it a cliffhanger. Say, I discovered 5 ways to can tomatoes. The other day, I was looking... Well, if I'm part of the audience and I'm thinking, yeah, this is the season, I need to can some tomatoes, I'm going to read this article. Do you think if I saw that where it says the other day I was looking ... do you think I'd click on that to see what the rest of that sentence was? Probably, because I'm interested in the topic. So once you put that, you copy and paste that over into your social media and leave that cliffhanger ... when the reader clicks there, it takes them back to your blog because you've embedded that URL right into your Facebook post or right into your Instagram post or right into your LinkedIn post or your Pinterest post. And when they click on the dots, it takes them right over to your actual blog platform so that they can see the rest of your blog. And guess what? That's where all your links are. Now they're right inside your website. And now that's where the person has their aha and they go, oh my gosh, this is the whole organic homesteading website. I love this gal. I'm joining. I want all her stuff. See, so now you've created a raving fan, but they found you on Facebook or they found you on Instagram or they found you on LinkedIn or they found you on Pinterest. Are you with me? So give them a little cliffhanger there and make them click because you want them to come back to your website so that you can capture their email address. See, because at the end of the day, our goal is to create an email list. So it doesn't matter how they come to you, whether they come to you from Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest or LinkedIn, or they searched for you out on the web and found your blog because of the topic. Doesn't matter how they come to you, you ultimately want to capture their email address so that you can start to build a relationship directly with them, okay? So I'm gonna pull the curtain back and show you a little bit about what I do. I have all of these replays on a platform called Teachable. And again, you can search all day long. There's a million and one platforms that does course creation type stuff. I chose Teachable. Was it the best? I don't know. But my platform on Teachable is better than your no platform at all. And that's the point I want to make to everybody is that just get started. Simply start. So anyhow, I'm on Teachable. And so what happens if you want to go back and say, you know, I think I am going to go back and listen to some of those replays on how to name the blog, what platform people, I want to listen to those conversations. You have to sign into Teachable to get those replays and get, even if it's free. So guess what that does? That allows me to capture your email address. Now, here's the other side of that coin. How many of you get so many emails every day that you groan when you open up your inbox and there is a zillion emails in there and you're like, oh, shoot me now. I hate going through all these. Don't spam your clients. I send out one email a week and it's not salesy. It's just, these are our events for the week. These are the free meetups. These are the in-person meetups. This is how you can find us for this week. And it gives a date, a time, and the Zoom code, that sort of thing. And so that's how I use my email list. Okay. Are you with me? Don't send them 4 or 5 emails a day. Because even if somebody loves you, even if they hate doing it, even if they have knots in their stomach doing it, they'll unsubscribe because they can't handle all those emails in their inbox if they're trying to, you know, to be, especially if they work from home and that's part of their job is doing cleaning out their inbox because they've got their clients are also in there and they're trying to handle everything. They don't have time for all of this spammy, salesy type emails, you know, or you've won this or you've won that, you know. And so you just unsubscribe and you'll end up, they'll unsubscribe you. So don't spam and overload everybody. Okay. Does that make sense? All right. Let me show you a little bit about what all of this looks like. Now that we've talked about it, you'll be able to see it. This is what my academy looks like. And so, okay, everybody can see that. This is the actual academy. So when you scroll down, this is where every single one of my lanes look the same. Here's my free meetup, course, and mastermind. And then this is my health and fitness lane. Then I get into real estate investors, and it's free meetup, course, and mastermind. And the way that works for me is all the free meetups are free and all the replays are here. All the replays are in this first column. And so this is where folks can tap in and listen as much as they want, and they don't have to pay anything. They can listen and they can just stay there forever. I have folks that are in the free meetups and they come faithfully every month and they've been with me for years and they've never paid me a dime. And that's fine. If I can help them move forward in what they're doing, I'm totally happy because that's part of what I want to do is give back. So I'm totally content with that. Then in the middle lane all the way down is a course. And in the course, you just get the details. You just get the information. And so this course here is coming soon. You can see my real estate investors, the course is already out there. Here's another real estate investors on opening short-term rentals. The course is already out there, but you can see it's free meetup course and then mastermind. If my folks join the mastermind, this is where I want to create it. Now, again, Tish, I know, has been going through the same program that I went through, and she's kind of following in my footsteps. When you finally create what's going to be your bread and butter, you want to make sure that you create, if you're going to do products yourself, that you want to create something that your audience can afford. So what I did is my price point is $25 a month, and it's a membership site. And if you join any of these mastermind membership sites over here, you can join one and get a second one included. So for those that are in real estate, oftentimes they'll join the Happy House Hunters and then they get this ins and outs of opening a short-term rental for free. Then it comes down to entrepreneurs. Here's where we are today. It's Build a Better Business and how to create a 5-day masterclass. And then it goes on into public speaking. And then it goes on into writing anywhere from the world. And then here is the newbie bloggers. And so we're actually right here, the free newbie bloggers, the free meetup. So if you decide you want to join this course mastermind bundle, because if you join the mastermind over here, the membership site, you get the course for free. And you always get the freebies over here, the free meetups. Then you can have a whole second lane for free. So you can choose the writing from anywhere in the world. You can choose the speaking. You can choose the having masterclasses. You can choose the Build a Better Business. So you get two masterminds for the price of one. So you see how that works. Now, folks say, well, I don't know exactly how to get to your page, you know, your academy. So my landing page is my actual website. And so this is the website, and I want to show you two things. And again, copy, if any of this resonates with you and you haven't developed your website or your products or services yet, copy anything I'm doing if it helps you. You know, use mine as a template. Make it your own. You know, don't just copy and paste. Make it your own, but use it as a template. And so when folks tap in, this is that VPS that we talked about in Build a Better Business. What is your value proposition that you're bringing to your audience? Mine is teaching you how to be healthy. Remember, I had that healthy lane, that health and fitness lane, teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, and design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. So guess what? My blog post is called Freestyle Living, because that way I can write about all those things that you just saw over in my academy. I can write about health and fitness. I can write about real estate. I can write about blogging. I can write about speaking. I can write about all those things in my blog, because my blog is all about freestyle living. See, I didn't get too small with my topic. So anyway, let me move our faces here so I can scroll down a little bit. So I'm just going to scroll down my homepage, and you can see where everything here kind of matches, you know, the academy. You know, we go right into the Build a Better Business, and then here is the bloggers. And so it kind of, I'm rearranging a little bit here recently, but you get the idea that my landing page here goes along with my academy. Here's my one-on-one coaching. Then here is our freestyle tribe trips. So you're all welcome to go on a tribe trip with us if you want. And then it comes right on down. I just kind of want to show you here. This is a little bit about me. And then there's my book. And here's our speakers academy. There's my calendar. We're right here. You can click through on any of these and it takes you right to what we're doing. And then here's my podcast. So you can see it's Freestyle Living Podcast. And after that, where do you see it? This picture is perfect. I love for Freestyle Living. This is my blog. Does not that picture just say Freestyle Living? I love that little girl picture. Anyway, this is the blog. And so for me, when it just says articles to help you get started, when you click on this and watch what happens to the URL, here's, can everybody still see up here my URLs? This is my website. This is now opening up a whole second website because if you remember, my Vista did not have a good blogging page. So I went with HostGator. And so now this is my HostGator, and you see I use the same color red that is on my Vista, and here are my blogs, okay? And here are all my tags on all the different topics that I've written about. See, so I've talked about weight loss. Here I talked about blogging. Here I've talked about staying fit, trim, and healthy. So see, I can talk about all the things that come under my heading over in my website and in my school. So these are my three main URLs. I've got the blogging URL, I have my website URL, and here is all of my courses under the teachable URL. So I've got these three URLs, and that is the whole basis of my coaching business, are these three URLs. Now, for those of you that haven't purchased a domain name yet, they're about 10 bucks a year for a domain name. Then it depends on where you want to host it as to what you pay for the hosting of the website. So I'm going to go back to my website and I want to show you one more page. When you click on my little hamburger here in the corner, got to move our faces again here and scroll down. These are my pages. Here's a resource page. So go to kathybinner.com. For those of you that haven't gotten started yet and you're not sure where to go, go to kathybinner.com, scroll down to resources. When you click on the resources, and this is going to be your aha for today. When you click on the resources, it's again, I have resources for everything I'm doing. So you have to get past the real estate stuff first because that's my big passive income line. But when you get past the real estate stuff, and here is, and there's the guest house stuff. Here is Building a Better Business, Simply Start. So you want to scroll down to the Building a Better Business because that's what we're all doing here today. And when you scroll down, guess what? You can get a Vistaprint website. You can get a HostGator for blogs. And it's cheaper if you get it through these. Now, I'll tell you, these are affiliate links for me. You see how that works? When you click through, you pay less, but I get paid for you clicking through on my resource page. But the win-win is that not only do I get paid, but you get it for less. You see how that's a win-win. So don't feel like having an affiliate link, you're trying to sell your friends and family. Oftentimes, when you have an affiliate link, you can offer whatever it is you're doing for less money to your tribe. See, so you can feel good about having affiliate links. You do not have to feel guilty that you have affiliate links. Like, well, why would somebody click through my affiliate instead of just going directly to the source? Because they can get it cheaper. You can help them get it for less money. So you can get a Vistaprint for less. You can get a HostGator for less. Remember, I said I had a link for that Author Academy Elite through Carrie Oberbrunner. If you wanted to publish a book, there's my affiliate link. Here's my Author Wizards. Here's that PLR. Guess what? If you click through my website and get PLR, what do I get? I get 10 more credits. Isn't that wonderful? To help me write articles. What do you get? You get 10 free credits. You see how it helps my tribe. It helps you, but it also helps me. Does that make sense? So if you haven't started yet, you can get a website right here. You can do the HostGator and build it out as your whole website if you want. And your blog, and you can come here on PLR. And if you click through, you'll get 10 free credits. So I can help you start with 10 free articles already that gives you a template. Okay. And then there's just some other things. Here's Canva free graphic designs. So anyway, there's all kinds of affiliates there. I just want to show you that's where they are. They're under kathybinner.com resources page. Okay. So that's what I wanted to show you to help you get started. Are there any questions from anyone today? Is there anything that I can, where's, I want to know two things. What was your main aha today, and where do you feel you're stuck? And I hate to pick on Damien, but I'm going to start with Damien. She's in my upper left corner on my screen. So Damien, what is your aha today? What was it that made you say, wow, I didn't know that. And then, oh, here's where I'm stuck.
Basically, my aha is, boy, do I have a lot to learn. I've never really been into blogs. I don't follow any blogs. I'm a tech person.
Okay.
I like the facts, ma'am.
Okay.
So that's what I like. I do a lot of technical reading. So for me, like this whole storytelling, it's like, I don't want the fluff. Just tell me the facts.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and I do understand the whole thing with the storytelling. So I have a lot to learn. Trying to figure out where my lane is.
Okay.
As far as doing this. So I kind of, like you said, don't be too specific. So I want to try to figure out what my big umbrella is as far as, say, a website that would also be driven from the blog back to it. So I kind of like, that's where I'm going to focus on trying to figure out what I want to name it and where I need to start.
Okay. Sit and think a minute about what is your passion? What is it that you love to do? Because if you love it, you'll make a go of it. If you don't love it, it'll become a job.
Right.
And you'll start to say.
Yeah. I just think I have too many different faucets because I also do art and upcycling of clothing and art.
Okay. I just kind of need to
like figure out if I just want to stay with like everything vintage and then let the other stuff be another sideline.
Personally, I would make the umbrella over the whole thing.
Okay.
That way you have the freedom to write about so much. And I'll tell you why. If you start to try to separate it and say, I'm going to have this business here and I'm going to have this business over here and I'm going to have something else over here, after a while, it's hard for you to give all of that your attention. And so you're always feeling guilty, like, oh, I've done more in this lane and I really need to get this lane over here caught up. And you just feel like you're too spread out. So that's why I think if you can bring it together under one arching objective, if you will, topic, then you can break it out on your website into different categories. Like I've got the real estate and the writing, but it all comes under passive income. It all comes under my VPS, how to be healthy enough to create enough income that you can have freestyle living. See, so my whole thing comes under freestyle living, to be able to work from anywhere in the world and be able to create cash flow for yourself. And so I think maybe taking more of a 50,000 foot view on all of the stuff that you love and try and just make a list of all of it. Just make a list on paper of all the things that you love and try to find a common thread that goes down through all those things. And that's going to be, I think, your overarching umbrella topic. Okay. Does that help? Okay. Tish, how about you?
Yes.
What is your aha today and where are you stuck?
So I can start with the stuck part. So I know that we had a conversation before about my tribe being the submitted life tribe. Being that I'm a single mom, I know that I like resources. So I was thinking about find a way to synthesize resources for single moms, especially those who are in my area, because I can speak more to that than any other location. So I was thinking if I start out with my tribe being mainly here in Columbus and surrounding areas, then I can list resources easily because I'm a family ambassador for Columbus City Schools. So I have a plethora of resources. So I was thinking that's one thing I can do. But when I do that, then it leads down a rabbit hole of like, okay, are you doing it just for single moms or single moms and their kids? Because if you're talking about kids, then you could talk about academic support. You could talk about other type of things, extracurricular activities that kids can do or how you can do things as a family. So it's like, it's like a domino effect. You talk about the mother, then you're talking about her household. So, but then I also have like, I'm a career coach. So this got the spiritual component, right?
Then I have right? the career, how you link the spiritual and the career together to do like your spiritual, how to live out your spiritual gifts, right? So you can make an income. And then you got the single parent. So I'm like all over the place, as you can hear.
Well, and now here's what I want to say. Start. And here's what's going to happen. If you start some sort of a program, your tribe will find you. Once your tribe finds you, you'll start tailoring your products and materials for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you might think right now, and I'll give you an example. In the real estate, I was thinking about, okay, everybody's going to be buy and hold investors. And all of a sudden, I've got this whole section of members that are coming on board. And they're like, we want to flip. We just want to buy it, fix it, and then resell it. We don't want to hold, we don't want to be landlords. We just want, how do you flip? That's what we want to know. And so that wasn't my expertise, but I had the opportunity to bring in someone that was their expertise. Mm-hmm. And so now my business has grown because now I can be the guru on the buy and holds and my partner can be the guru on the flipping side. And so all of a sudden I can actually talk to a bigger audience because now I'm collaborating with another person. And so your business will kind of take on a life of its own and it'll kind of show you where the interest is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have like over 2 years worth of content that I've already started blogging on back in COVID, like when COVID started. So I've been posting that regularly, but now I'm ready to bridge the gap, like bringing the spiritual component. So it's not only just like career development and things of that nature. Now I want to bring in the spiritual component, like spiritual assessment. Okay. I'm just giving you a spiritual gift and so forth. So I'm trying to figure out, and then of course being submitted, you know, to Christ as a single person, what that looks like. So, okay. I'll figure out if I can delegate that to someone else.
And I want to say one more thing. Don't be afraid to lose a client. Don't be afraid to lose a client because if they're not matching up with your values and they don't see things the way you see things and they decide to go away, that's okay because the universe can't fill a spot that isn't empty. So it cannot bring you the correct client if you've got someone filling the spot that is not a good fit for you. So don't be afraid to lose a client. Sometimes we put so much time and effort into trying to do something for somebody. And then when they kind of go away, we feel like, I tried to help them out. How come they're not, you know, coming on board? And it could be that's okay. Okay. Let your tribe find you. Don't try to pound the square peg in the round hole.
Okay.
Do what you do. Put your energy out there. Put yourself out there and your tribe will be attracted to that. Is that helpful?
Yes. I'm just so customer service oriented. I'm thinking about the voice of the customer. What do they want? What do they want? And I'm thinking about, oh, these are all different angles I could help them at in. And I feel overwhelmed. Okay.
But all you can do is put your information out there. If they don't pick it up and do something with it, you can't make them. And so don't try to put the, you know, because it's going to be a lot more work on you. Then you're going to feel like somehow you failed, that you need to do more, that you need to give more, that you need to be there more. And it may never come to pass. And then you feel bad, like, what did I do wrong? How come I couldn't help them? And so you have to just do what it is that you do, knowing that you're doing it to the best of your ability, and then let your tribe find you from there. Hopefully that helps somebody else in the crowd. Linda, how about you? Any big ahas, and where are you stuck?
For me, the storytelling piece, like every time I hear it, it just continues to resonate as to how important it is. And just as human beings, how we're wired, that like you go straight to the heart of everything if there's a story. And as you had mentioned earlier, you start talking facts, figures, and statistics, people just glaze right over. And so I always appreciate that reminder again and again, please emphasize story. And so then it's getting out of your own way and actually doing it. But I think as I break through on that, I think I'll not be able to turn off the floodgate once I start.
Yes, I appreciate that. Now, Damian, you said that you're a facts and figures gal. I am too, to some degree, but I still love a good story. And so put your facts and figures in the middle of your story.
Yeah, I glaze over once someone's got all this writing and fluff, and I'm like, and I just like pass it by, and I go straight to the down and dirty facts and figures. Tell me how to do something. So it just depends on who you are, but it does make sense to like grab them with a story, but then give them the information.
Yes. And again, write in your style because you will attract your tribe. Okay. So don't let us talk you into not putting facts and figures in there, because that's who you are and that's the kind of folks that you'll attract. And so definitely, and again, I have to agree, a good story draws me in, you know, like, again, how do I can tomatoes, you know, and I can be scrolling around, you know, searching how do I can tomatoes. And it's like, well, you know, my grandmother showed me the perfect way on how to can. Okay. Perfect way. Grandma's way. Let me read this. See, the story's going to draw me in. But you know what I want to know at the end of the day? How to can the darn tomatoes. So you can tell me the story all day long and about how much you love grandma, but unless you got to the facts and the five steps on how to do it, I'm probably not going to come back and visit your website again. Does that make sense? Yeah, because at some point when we're looking for information, you know, a little bit like Damian, just show me how to do, you know, I've got the pot of tomatoes on the stove. Show me what to do next.
Kathy's like Googling a recipe.
Yeah.
You find the recipe. And there's a whole story before you get to the recipe. So now they've added, just jump to the recipe. So I just, you know, in that case, I just ignore the story and just jump to the recipe.
Right. But it's probably the first sentence or two of the story that made you click on that particular recipe.
No, it's the recipe.
You're after the, okay. You're like Damian. I'm after the recipe. Give me the facts. So I guess the moral of that, or the aha of this conversation so far, is don't forget to put in the facts and figures. Don't forget to put in, cut through the chase somewhere in your blog, as if your title is five steps to doing something, make sure you include the five steps. Don't just do the story and not get to the five steps.
And get to the five steps in a timely manner.
Yes. Yes. So I love this conversation. So Sally, how about you? Any place that you're stuck?
A place I've always been, which is just getting the blog. But I've been in this group for a while. So I just, and like Linda, I like the idea of the storytelling, which I'm going to implement. But today I went to a Women's Leadership Coalition with the Pickerington Chamber. And the presenter was a woman who had, like, in 1975, she started working. She actually ended up like making costumes, had a business making costumes. And she talked about how it evolved and how she was told at the very beginning, she would not be able to do this. So her closing words were, just do the thing you think you can't. So that's
great. Great incentive. Yeah, there you go. Do the thing you think you can't. I didn't think I could write a book, and I'm now a published author. But for years, I just kept saying, someday,
yeah,
I'm going to write a book, someday.
I think that applies to all of us in the room.
Yep, I agree. Sally, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Liz, how about you?
I was going to say to Damian, because you do art, and you like facts, have some blog posts with just some amazing infographics in there. So you've got a vintage purse. You could have an infographic about the designer, the fashion of the day, the kind of the cool facts, but you put it in an infographic, and people love those because that is a story.
Yeah, I agree. To me, my thing is I want to know, like, hardware, who invented the hardware? Who invented the materials? How does a purse go together? And it's definitely about the story of the purse, like the history of it, you know, how a purse is developed and who carried it. I mean, what, you know, today people, you know, there's so many different types of styles and purses, but say in the 40s, there were very distinctive styles. So it's like, what lady carried that? And why did she carry it? What did she, you know, who made that? So I'm really into like the manufacturing part of it. So yeah, I definitely would want to include information like that.
But yeah, that in itself is a great story. I agree with Liz. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine owning the last purse that was made in America, you know, by a particular designer before they, you know, outsourced to a sweatshop in Bangladesh? I mean, how's that for a story?
Yeah.
I love it. So Liz, how about you? Where, what are you thinking? What was your aha moment, and where are you stuck?
Aha moment. I had a lot of them. I have about a page and a half of notes here. I love the different types of freedom and how to see things in life, not as setbacks, but as an opportunity to develop other aspects of yourself and embracing the unexpected. I really like that. Because I'm working with a lot of people who obviously they've been injured, they've been in a car crash, they've bad things have happened, and they had a surgery that didn't go well, they've got cancer, and they're trying alternative medicine to cope with the side effects so they can continue their radiation therapy or chemo. So it's very easy for people to get very negative. And I think that's, to me, embracing the unexpected and seeing it as an opportunity to develop other aspects of yourself. That's something I want to write a blog post about, you know, and how acupressure can help you with that. Yeah, that was really cool.
So you sound like you're very inspired now to take your next step.
Yeah.
Good. So I hope that our conversation has inspired everyone to go forward to say, you know what, I need to just do one more small thing. What is the next step in my journey of getting this blog out to the world? And I'm going to say something before we go on to Lacey and Laprelle. I'm going to say something that I said to Tish that was a big aha moment for her early on, was your tribe is already out there waiting for you. Okay, they're already wanting your message. And so your tribe is already there. They're just waiting for you to arrive on the scene. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
You don't have to try to create a tribe. Your tribe is already out there. They're just waiting for you to arrive on the scene. But they haven't heard your voice yet. So, and the only way to do that is to start putting yourself out there on blog posts and social media post, and, you know, just get into some sort of a system where you're very consistent. Now, the key to all of this, before we move on to Lacey and Laprelle, the key to all of this, the number one word, if you take away any word today at all, it's consistency. Consistency is what will make you a success. You can have the best ideas in the whole wide world, and if you're not consistently putting them out there, they're not going to go anywhere. Consistency is the key to finally being successful. Linda, you have your hand up.
I just wanted to ask, Liz, do you have your blog up? And if so, what is it called?
Three Mountains Wellness.
And is three a number or a word?
Yeah, it's T-H-R-E-E.
Mountains Wellness?
Yep, all one thing.
Is that a .com or what?
It is, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Yes. So everybody check that out. Lacey, how about you? Do you have any aha moments, and where are you stuck?
Yeah, I actually had a few aha moments, listening to everybody and taking their advice and thoughts. I was a little surprised about the wanting email address. Like, we want to build an email address. I'm not understanding what that means.
Okay.
And then the whole domain name and hosting site, I didn't realize that was two different things. Mm-hmm. So I guess mainly I just need to get over the fear of success. You know?
I get it. Now, go ahead.
So, you know, I mean, that's something I've been fighting for a few years. You know, I'm always thriving for success. It's something that's been built into my mind. And yet it is still a fear that stops you from being successful. And then in the last year, I've become an empty nester. You know, our last child left home and I basically retired. So I'm just trying to figure out ways to keep myself busy. You know, we started a rental company. You know, we've got one property right now. We do help other people with property management. So we are looking for more homes, but I'm also trying to figure out what I like to do because I've never been, you know, I've always had children. You know, I started at 18, so I have no idea who I am. And that's something that I'm like writing things down of what I like to enjoy. I'm like, okay, how can I write them all in one blog?
So, well, and again, you have to step back and get that 50,000 foot view of what is the common thread. And I'll help you a little bit here. I'm going to go to 3 points. Number one is that you have to find out your why. When I said I wanted to retire and work from anywhere in the world and have all passive income, the question was, well, why? Well, because I want to travel more. Well, why? Well, you know, I want to be more with the family. Well, why? I want to spend more time with Mark. Well, why? And it finally came down for me is that I wanted to have better health. I wanted to have time to work on my health and not be so caught up in the rat race of making money that I let my health fall apart so that by the time I was ready to retire, I wasn't able to do any of those things, hanging out with the family, traveling, and doing all those things that I love. So the very core reason was my health because I wanted freestyle living. Yes. And so that's where you have to get to is think about once you list everything that you like to do, what is your deepest, deepest, deepest why? And that is where your message comes from. That's where your title comes from. That's where your blog post name comes from. And that's where freestyle living and for Sally, you know, embrace the unexpected. That's where those names come from. Is that helpful to everybody? So that's the first thing I want to mention. Number two, Lacey, you talked about, you know, what's the point of having an email list? Well, building an email list makes those clients more relationship related to you than just you talking to them. You can now have a two-way communication. And so as you build that email list, it doesn't matter if Facebook goes down. It doesn't matter if you decide you're so sick of social media, you're going to get off of social media. It doesn't matter if you're in some other country. And it doesn't matter because you have this email list to where now you've got this relationship built with those folks that are in your inbox. And you can now send them your blog or any of your products and services because they're your tribe. See, they found you and they clicked and said, I want to sign up to get more from this girl. I love Damien so much. I'm going to give her my email address because I want to hear directly from her. I don't want to have to find her on Facebook or have to find her on Instagram. I want her to send her stuff right into my inbox every day so I don't have to go look for her. And I'm now her fan and I want her information. And so that is your tribe finding you by giving them a way to put in their email to connect with you or for you to connect with them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the last thing I want to talk about is domain is separate from hosting. Now, if you go to a place like HostGator, host is right in the name, HostGator, you can purchase your domain and hosting all in one click. You don't have to buy the domain and then find the hosting platform and then figure out how am I going to get them to talk to each other. You can go to a place like HostGator and they'll actually allow you to purchase your domain right there on their site. And then you can decide which level of hosting you want them to do for your website. And you can do it all in one purchase. And that's probably why you didn't realize it's two separate things, because a lot of those plug and play or drag and drop sites, they say, we give you a free domain for the first year if you let us host you. And you're thinking, okay, that's a good deal. But then at the end of the year, you see in your credit card, you get an extra $9 in there and you're like, what's that for? Well, that was for your domain because they gave it to you free the first year to use them. And that now you have to pay for it, but it's generally $9, nine, $10 a year. Is that helpful?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Perfect. Laprelle, how about you? What is your aha and where are you stuck?
My aha was, of course, the email list. I forgot all about that.
Okay.
I did see on your website where you saw had a link for like podcasting. So I have been thinking about podcasting, but I've been just looking forward to this live stream so that I could get more information, so I could be more structured. But the aha was the why, because I've been trying to figure out how to put together my relaunching statement, and I'll just use my why so that people will know that it's not a blog where I'm just writing about random topics that is specifically tailored to growth, childhood traumas. It's about a very, very personal stories to help other parents and other women who are in my situation. And also to, you know, build that community, wait for my tribe to find me.
I think you're on the right path. I love all of that. Yes. And you talked about podcasting. Tap into our free Build a Better Business, because we do. We take 12 months to go through that whole program. And in later this year, we're going to talk about podcasting and how to either start a podcast or how to be a guest on other podcasts. And again, the podcast, just like blogging, the podcast can be your product. That could be what it is you're trying to monetize. But you could also use a podcast to point back to what you're trying to monetize. You can use it both ways. Okay. Now I want to show you something, and Laprelle mentioned this briefly, and I just want to go back and show you this real quick. And for those of you, I'm in my website now. Let me get out of my resource page here. I want to show you something that I did. And again, this has to go back with the story. When I scroll down here, well, let's go back to the homepage. When I scroll down on the homepage, I want to show you where every time I used story. First of all, the first thing I want to show you is when you come to my website, and you can do this too, any place that you tap in on my website makes you part of the tribe. So as your tribe is finding you, you want them to be able to, whatever you're offering, that makes them a part of the tribe. So if somebody takes a complimentary call with me, they're a part of the tribe. If they come to a free meetup like you're on today, you're a part of the tribe. If you buy a course, you're part of the tribe. If you take one of the mastermind memberships, you're part of the tribe. If you do one-on-one coaching, you're part of the tribe. If all you do, and I've got a girlfriend, all she does is do the trips with me. She's part of the tribe. she doesn't do the call, the meetups, of course. She shouldn't do anything. She just does the trips and she's part of the tribe. So however folks tap in with you makes them a part of your tribe. And then two things, I have my free strategy session is my freebie, so folks can talk to me personally. If you're in the mastermind, you can actually tap into free office hours anytime you want. Anyway, what I'm going to scroll down and show you two things, and I'm going to go a little faster here. I want to get to the blog and to the podcast. Okay, coming up. Here's the podcast. Okay, here is my story. Now, see what I did is I've included a story with the podcast. And Laprelle, you were talking about podcasting. Here's my story. See if it makes you lean in. For me, everything began with the notion of freedom. Having passive income and the ability to determine the course of my daily schedule and overall life direction, I was very motivated by the opportunity to decide for myself. A corporate job didn't fit into those parameters, so I did everything I could to create my own self-employment and well-being with passive income. What's changed, though, is the definition of freedom. I learned in the early days that I didn't want freedom for freedom's sake. I wanted to do something with it. I wanted to make things to challenge myself and to value growth and learning. From the work I've done over the past few years, I've learned I'm not alone in this pursuit of creative independence. More than anything else, most people who are attracted to these ideas want freedom of their own. They want the ability to make their own choices, determine how they live their lives. In many cases, They'll choose to value this freedom more than money, physical possessions, or even the perceived security of a traditional career. The desire for freedom is what takes someone from a comfortable life to an uncertain but far more fulfilling one. If you haven't known freedom before, it's an exciting discovery. You wake up and wander out into the day with no obligations or expectations. You can choose your own adventure. And if you don't like the morning's adventure, you can choose another one in the afternoon. I think that most of us want freedom to create, to make something meaningful. The freedom that we achieve allows us to move to a higher mission and purpose. So if you're trying to create more freedom for yourself, I think it's good to ask, what happens when you get it? What comes next? I want freedom with a purpose, a project, a vision to pursue. Freedom is the opportunity to choose our own future, but choose we must. So you see where somebody that reads that is going to say, "Ooh, I'm clicking in to those podcasts." You see where I'm going with that? It makes your tribe lean in because they say, "That's what I want. I want what she's talking about." You see how your tribe will find you by the stories you tell. So that's the first example. Let's look at the blog. Okay. Now, how do I tie all my products and services together? This is going to be a perfect example. And this one's not as long. So let me read this one to you. When asked what surprised him about humanity the most, the Dalai Lama replied, "Man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present, the result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he's never going to die, and then he dies having never really lived. Well, it breaks my heart to see would-be entrepreneurs and would-be side hustlers with amazing skills choose to stay in toxic jobs with mandatory hours that affect their health. They seem to lack the confidence, and they seem to have a fear of leaving the security of the corporate world. They struggle with finding the time to create this side hustle that could grow into a full-time gig as a way to be financially independent. It seems they also struggle to find the thing that they feel passionate about. That was me when I started. Then I created this blog because I believe the inspiration, the tools, and the tribe should be easier than ever with today's user-friendly technology. Choose to change how you think, how you work, how you play. You might even choose to change your zip code." So you see, my whole point in sharing those two paragraphs with you is that it's the story, see, that makes people go, "I'm clicking on this." You see how it made you kind of want to lean in. And what you're putting out there is you're putting out there your heart, your authentic self, is that you're putting that onto your podcast or onto your blog as to why you're getting to your deepest why I'm doing this. So in both of those, the first one was why I wanted freedom. And the second one was why I think I can help folks create passive income and why it's so important. See, so I went to my deepest why on both of those. Is that helpful to somebody in the group today on how to get to their deepest why? And once you have that, that's where your business is actually going to grow from, is from your deepest why. Hopefully I've inspired you today. I would love for all of you to be in our masterminds where we get down in the weeds a little more. We go a little slower. Today is a much broader overview. You know, we get down into the weeds on how do I get the domain to click to the, you know, the host. So we get down into the weeds a little more and we talk about where we're stuck in some of our writing or some of our podcasting, depending on what mastermind you're in. But again, go to kathybenner.com, click through, do all the free stuff. We'd love to have you. If you just want to stay there forever, that's fine too. But if you'd love to tap into any of the masterminds, pick one. And then once you sign up, just shoot me a little note and I'll give you a second one at no charge. You can join into a couple of the masterminds. You can scroll down the kathybenner.com homepage to the calendar and it tells you when all the meetups are so you can see what fits your schedule. And then there's replays for everything. So if there's something you want and you can't attend live, you can always follow up on all the replays. And then if you're in the mastermind, you get me as often as you want in my virtual office hours. Just click through and schedule a time. If you're stuck on something, just schedule a time to talk with me directly. And I'll work with you as and you can click through as much as you want. Is that helpful to everybody? I'm trying to make myself as available as possible. All right. Final comments. I'm going to say thank you, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine today. It looks like we're going to have sunshine where we are. I hope everybody is in the sunshine today. And any final comments from anybody, just shout out before we go.
Thank you.
Just have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Mark your calendars. If you forget the dates or Zoom codes or whatever, just go to kathybenner.com and scroll down to the calendar. It's all right there. So see everybody next time. Bye.
All right.